Ladies and gentlemen, welcome in to the new and improved The Link Up Podcast. I'm your host, Ron the Don. You can read what I'm good at below my name. I beat this man. Called me out. He been telling y'all that I'm a bum and I'm trash at every game I play. As you can see, I beat this man in Def Jam. I beat this man in SmackDown, Here Comes the Pain. I beat him in SmackDown, Shut Your Mouth. And of course, I'm talking about your other host, Mr. Alan Zander, ladies and gentlemen. How you feeling today, man? Man, it's okay, man. Pick your head up, man. Pick your head up.
Well, I mean, hey, look. You focus on fake news. I'm focusing on some real news about Triple H going into the Hall of Fame. That's even more exciting than you beating me in some bummy ass game. So I want to talk about that. You know what I'm saying?
Of course you don't want to talk about them L's, but let's get straight to it, man. Triple H, they was at a WWE town hall meeting. He was then surprised by an already Hall of Famer in The Undertaker and his wife, Stephanie McMahon, when they broke the news that Triple H will be headlining the WWE Hall of Fame of 2025, man. How big is this?
Big, major, way better news than some alleged wins, you know what I mean, like that you got, you know what I'm saying? So,
you know, still got him though.
It's alleged though, it's alleged. But look though, who the real host though? Alan Zander forever be the real host of the Link Up. I mean, of the, you know what I'm saying, the weekend wrestling. So hey, all right, let's do it though, man. If you feel me though, you know what I'm saying. But Triple H. This is big for Triple H, you know what I mean? This is going to make him a two-time Hall of Famer. So, but this is my question, though, that everybody is probably going to be asking about, which I kind of got that question, too. Did they honestly just forget about, you know what I'm saying, the animal, Batista, bro? And how they ain't giving his Hall of Fame shine yet, man? We still waiting on that.
Who knows? I mean, Triple H has the possibility of being a three-time or a four-time Hall of Famer because they could go in as Evolution. But I definitely Evolution?
And honestly, the Click.
The Click as well. Definitely. And he can go in as, you know, on the office side of things, the COO now.
A lot of time.
So, but as far as Batista, I definitely think it's well deserved. I mean, we don't know who gonna be in it. You know, we don't know who is still, you know, yet to be announced for the Hall of Fame. I would like to see the Hardy Boys get in, especially with this whole partnership with TNA. I think it's well deserved. On the women's side of things. That's, you know, Trish. That's interesting. Trish already in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, she is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Trish, Lita. I think the Bella Twins in there too, if I'm not mistaken. Mike, I would say Natalya, maybe.
Natalya? I don't know about that one. At least not right now.
I mean, yeah, I respect it.
At least not right now. At least not right now.
But somebody who is already in the Hall of Fame and came out and said that, you know, as much as he admires Perk Angle, he was going through a certain time in his life where, you know, that was something serious to him. So because of the IWC, and we have badmouthed him on this show, it's no longer Perk Angle. It's now Peak Angle. So what are your thoughts on this? I pull up the quote.
Look, I kind of, you know what I mean? I was one of the ones that didn't really, like, I kind of already knew the whole Perk Angle thing. Now, I mean, I kind of understood why they did it, but at the same time, though, so to call somebody that, you know what I mean? When they obviously, like Kurt Angle was saying, was going through a rough time and everything, and he was taking painkillers and stuff like that around that time. So, And I mean, it's obvious. You can see it in that man's size, bro. That, you know what I mean? Back in the TNA days, you could see it in his size, bro. You could tell he was taking them
Yeah.
things. But yeah, man, that's like out of respect, I was never really the one-on-ones on that Perk Angle train. I just didn't, you know, see the like, I mean, the memes, yeah, the memes were funny, but I was always the one that was like, all right, next. Like, I didn't really care too much about him.
Yeah, and I'm pulling up the quote right now. Give me one second.
My apologies, everybody. You know what I mean? The
Yeah,
real
you
host don't
know.
have the stuff on he don't, you know what I'm saying? He don't have the stuff on him right now, you see. So
Anyways, and I quote.
I gotta rely on, you know what I mean? The co-host.
The co-host that whooped his ass. But
Look,
anyway,
man, it's a ledge.
Kurt
It's a
Angle,
ledge,
man.
y'all. It's a ledge. It's a ledge. The
Do
ledge is there.
I need to do I need to pull up the text messages?
You got proof, fam?
Oh, I mean, I'll do if you want me to play it. I mean, you just let me know.
We're going off script today.
Let me know right
Whoops,
now.
breaking the fourth wall here. Breaking the fourth wall here, ladies and gentlemen.
Man.
Go ahead.
Man, we're gonna get back to that. Let me finish up with somebody who deserves my time, and that's Kurt Angle. He said, and I quote, "I've noticed the Perk Angle nickname trending on social media. While I know it's made in jest, it reminds me of a time when I struggled deeply with addiction and mental health challenges. Those memories are painful, but they also fuel my commitment to helping others. I've been clean for 12 years and have since built a life dedicated to purpose and service. Addiction destroys lives, but it's never too late to get help. I appreciate all the positive feedback and support. To my fans, thank you for never giving up on me. I love you all." You know, one of the greatest to ever do it. Peak Kurt Angle, man. I mean, are you feeling the new nickname, Peak Angle?
I mean, if he likes it, hey, it's cool. You know what I mean? I look at him as the Olympic gold medalist, Kurt Angle, the man that won a gold medal with a broken freaking neck. You hear me? So that's how we doing
Man,
around here.
most definitely. Speaking of peak, WWE, some would say that they've been at their peak recently, influencing pop culture. You know, Paul Heyman went so far to say that they're the reason that pop culture is functioning the way it is. And I'm gonna read the quote from him. "We're no longer a boutique industry. We're not on the fringe. We're driving pop culture now. And with the fact that Roman Reigns is the undisputed top box office attraction, the number one star in the entire industry, and his wise man are driving these cultural phenomena, I would suggest the youth of this world is in very good hands right now." Now, you on top of this, we saw Monday Night Raw. They brought out Lil Baby, they brought out Quavo, you know, 2 Chainz, Kai Cenat, Isho Speed gonna be streaming live at the Royal Rumble this upcoming Saturday. Is what Paul saying, what Paul Heyman's saying, is it true? Is
Bro,
WWE influencing pop culture?
let me tell you, I absolutely love this. Not only for the WWE, but for wrestling in general as a whole. Because wrestling is indeed cool. Hell, you have, like, I don't know if you peep game, but almost every week on Raw and Netflix, there's a celebrity guest there. Almost every week. Well, no,
Yeah.
every week. Since it's been on Netflix, every week there has been a multitude of people, like A-list celebrities, like rappers, actors, and like all these other types of people been showing up to Raw and all that. So I like this, you know what I mean? I am digging this because it's not it, all it is just opening up the platform for way more things. Hell, you got collabs with clothing brands, collabs with like all these other types of projects that they got going on, and that's just gonna open up the doors for people like me and other people like that are, you know, grinding out on the indies and stuff to where, you know, maybe stuff can come our way, you know what I mean, without even having to be a part of, you know, the WWE, you know what I mean? Maybe stuff can pop off for us, you know what I'm saying? So I like it. I like it.
No, definitely. I mean, going through everything as a wrestling fan, you know, being told that I was lame when I watched wrestling,
trust me, all this stuff. I feel you. Look, I'm gonna just say this. I think wrestling right now, look, I'm probably gonna use like one of the craziest analogies, but I'm gonna just go ahead and say it. I look at wrestling back in like 2010. Well, no, like when was it the rough time to watch wrestling? 2018, 2019?
Yeah, it was off
the cliff. I look at that as buying Bitcoin when it was a dollar. Now, the WWE how it is now is like buying Bitcoin at $100,000 in popularity. You know what I mean? It's like the stock rise for the people that actually been, you know, sticking with it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Because look, like you said, everybody used to laugh at us, you know what I mean? We used to watch wrestling and reenact wrestling, you know what I mean? Nowadays, it's probably cool for the kids to be jumping off of stuff, you know what I'm saying? Even though we don't tell you how to try to step
home. Yeah, we don't condone that, man. We don't condone.
We know you kids going to still do that. We know you kids going to be jumping off stuff, things like that. Just be safe with it. You know what I mean? Just be safe. Because what we do, it hurts. Physicality, it hurts.
And you know, even though I've been trolling them, this is coming from somebody who is training in the wrestling business. So believe him when he say it's not for the faint of heart. But somebody who could be looked at as driving, you know, this rocket ship that is WWE, as they've been calling him lately, the quarterback Cody Rhodes. Now Cody Rhodes, he is, you know, the guy in WWE right now. But Roman Reigns says that Cody Rhodes has never been more relevant than when he was involved in the Bloodline circle. You know, I don't know if you want the full quote on that for context, but this is words for Roman Reigns.
I've seen the quote already. I think I've seen it already.
So
hell, I've seen the clip.
So do you think there's merit to that? Do you think Roman Reigns... You think that's true, or what you think about it?
Yes and no. Yes and no. Because if he's talking about in terms of when Cody Rhodes wasn't the champion, oh yeah. Everybody was tuning in every week to see what Cody Rhodes was doing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whereas now that he has the championship, people are still doing it. You know what I mean? People are still, you know, riding with Cody Rhodes. You know what I mean? Despite what people like what anybody say, they still rocking with Cody Rhodes. So it's like, I mean, like I said, there is some truth to that because I mean, there have been some stale points. I wouldn't say stale points, but there have been some like little humps in the road during his little title run. But it's nothing bad to where his title run is not like. It's not based on that. You know what I mean? Like, you can't base his title run just off those bad humps that he's going through in that title run. And at the end of the day, it ain't his fault. Like, they're still trying to build stars. You know what I mean? Like, it's probably going to take a minute to fix, you know, the situation that Vince McMahon caused. You know what I mean? That he put... you know, in place. So it's going to take a minute. So for everybody saying, oh, they're burying this superstar, they're burying that superstar, I mean, look, you got to let it cook. Now, I will say, the tag team division.
Hey.
The tag team division.
Yeah. Man, on the Roman Reigns side of things, I think not only is what he's saying is true, but it's 100% fact. I mean, think about it. Would Cody Rhodes if Cody Rhodes beat Seth Rollins at WrestleMania and finally got the WWE Championship, would we be happy? Sure. But not only did he beat, you know, Roman Reigns for the WWE Championship, he finished his story, but he also beat one of the longest reigning champions in modern day history, somebody who's looked at as a future Hall of Famer. Then you looked at the bloodline as a whole. Seth Rollins is like everything is revolving around Roman Reigns in WWE. If you want to admit it or not, it's true. Seth Rollins, he got issues with Roman Reigns. CM Punk, he's looped in now. Jey Uso has become a bigger star because of the bloodline angle. Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn, Solo Sikoa. Look what Jacob's doing now. Like, all these guys are becoming big stars.
Don't forget about Jimmy. Don't forget about Jimmy. Big Jim. Jim is him.
Yeah, Big Jim. So, like, all of these guys is benefiting from the storytelling of Roman Reigns. So I definitely got to give him that credit. You know, everybody was saying how, like, you know, he's a part-timer. He only shows up this. But when he shows up, he's making waves. He's making lasting effects. So, you know I get trolled by this guy. He say I'm a Roman Reigns glazer, but the proof is in the pudding. I'm just saying, you know.
Say what you want to say. I wouldn't necessarily say go as far as me calling you a Roman Reigns glazer. You know what I mean? But we'll switch the topic. What you got?
Yeah, next? Man, we're going to go ahead and jump into SmackDown. It's funny that you say this because I wanted your honest opinion on the tag team division. Right now on SmackDown, we got everything going on with DIY. They kind of playing pretty deadly. You got Legato in the mix. The Motor City Machine Guns are about to challenge for those tag titles at the Royal Rumble in a 2 out of 3 falls match. The Street Profits are nowhere to be found. What is your take on the SmackDown tag team division as it stands?
That is my question. Where are the Street Profits, man? That's my team, bro. Like, we all thought it was gonna go a whole nother direction with them, yo. And then it's looking like they just scrapped all plans. Like how they've been handling, they just scrapped everything pretty much with them. So now it's just like, where do they go from here? You know, do you separate them in this little trade that y'all doing? Or what do we do?
I ain't gonna lie, Triple H, boy, them allegations. I'm just saying though. But you know.
Oh, and you can't forget about another tag team. You ain't mention them.
Who?
Jacob Fatu and Tama Tonga. The team that should have never lost the tag team championships to begin with.
They're not in the tag team division right now. They don't count.
But it's the thing, though. They shouldn't have even lost the tag titles to begin with because this is the thing, though. You have Jacob Fatu relinquish the title to Tamaloa, right? And he gets there, and then they drop the belts, and he gets hurt. So now you're left with the original tag team, the original two guys that you had the tag team titles on. So you really didn't have to change anything.
I think it was more so done in part to Motor City Machine Guns.
Yeah, I was gonna say that. It was a way to promote them and to kind of give them that big old push. They literally put the rocket ship on them boys, and for some reason, the IWC. In the live crowd, don't put respect on their name, bro.
No, they don't. And their theme song kind of hit. I don't know, but to me, the theme song with the pyro, it kind of hit. But that's just me. Karrion Kross duped the Miz and got him moved to SmackDown with the Wyatt Six. How do you feel? And then also, it wasn't just Miz that got moved to SmackDown. Zelina Vega is being separated from the LWO as of right now and getting moved to SmackDown. And Damian Priest got moved to SmackDown and defeated Carmelo Hayes in his debut. So out of all these SmackDown acquisitions, who do you think will have the best tenure on SmackDown? Or who are you most excited to see?
Damian Priest. Get that boy something fresh. But like you said about them allegations.
See, I don't know about that.
But like you said with them allegations, man. My boy Carmelo Hayes, dog.
You try to tell me that, you know, they was going to do right by him. I ain't seen it yet. I'm telling you, once this man Trick get called up, they not going to fumble that. I'm telling you right now.
Bro, like Dan Campbell said, bro. You got to trust me. You got to trust me, guys. You got to trust me. I don't think they just shipped the sale. You know what I mean?
Nah, they didn't. Clearly. They
shipped with Carmelo Hayes. I don't think they did that, bro.
Clearly, they got him going against top end talent. Like, the people he lost to, Cody Rhodes. He actually, he did that series with Andrade. He lost to LA Knight, but LA Knight was the U.S. champion. He lost to Damian Priest, former world champion. So clearly they taking him on the path where he losing to world champions or champions. So, you know, he ain't getting buried, but I'm just saying.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's what people fail to realize. Like it's one thing if he loses to somebody like, you know what I mean, like a JD or, mm-hmm. you know what I mean, or somebody like that. But, like, he's losing to people that are former champions. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's not hurting him, you know?
Nah.
But to the IWC, I guess it is. But go ahead.
I'm kind of curious about Damian Priest because it's like, where does he really go on SmackDown? Do we send him after Cody? Does he go after the U.S. Championship, Shinsuke Nakamura? I could see it. Ew. Other than that, like,
why not? Is there?
I mean, I'm not against it, but it is kind of a step down for him if they wanted him to be that, like, main eventer type guy.
I mean, you acting like you never seen a person go from world champion.
Oh,
to,
no,
like,
I'm
mid-card
not saying...
champion. Look at Seth Rollins.
Seth Rollins different though.
Yeah, that was a bad.
They
one,
not.
Still.
I was gonna say Seth Rollins is different, but I respect. I wouldn't be mad at Damian Priest winning the U.S. Championship. I'm just saying, like, he probably. Do you think he'll get another title run, world title run? He up there in age, you know what I'm saying? So.
Probably can. I don't know.
Man, we got a promo package from Charlotte. She declared for the Royal Rumble. Hey, I'm just saying.
You was right about the character switch up, though. You was right about the character switch up. She's starting to pick up. She kind of got the same character as, like, her dad, as Ric Flair. You know what I'm saying? She's trying to flaunt and flex. All right, I see.
Mm-hmm. She got that flashy lifestyle.
But it's the thing, though. So I'm going to ask you this question. Did you think that promo package came off as, like, babyface-ish or heelish?
I think they playing it safe where it's hard to tell. But to me, it's more heelish because she's like a grown-up Tiffany Stratton.
Mm.
Not saying that Tiffany is immature. I'm just saying she's like a more, like, you know, higher level Tiffany Stratton, like the way that she coming across, like bougie and all of that, enjoying the finer things in life. Like Tiffany is like daddy little rich girl, and then Charlotte is like, you know, I'm on a private yacht type thing. So you think, I mean, I'm gonna ask you about the Royal Rumble later. That was pretty much SmackDown. Nothing really like crazy eventful happened. Jimmy Uso took another loss. He lost to Kevin Owens in the main event, but we ain't gonna talk about that. We're gonna move on to Saturday night main event. Let's start with the obvious, man. Jacob Fatu made an impact on that show. If you saw what he did to Braun Strowman, if you didn't see it, go and watch it. If you saw it, go and watch it again. Jacob Fatu is here, and he ain't nothing to mess with. What did you think about Jacob Fatu making the impact the way he did? Left Braun Strowman bloody in that ring.
Straight up beat down, bro. Like, he making it known. Like you said, I ain't the one to mess with. You know what I'm saying? And look, he kept his word. He beat Braun Strowman from post to post, from coast to coast. Y'all know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? So, hey, it is what it is. Hey, look. But look, though, the way they did it in a way to protect both of them. So you really can't be mad at it because Braun Strowman doesn't take the loss, but Jacob Fatu gets to show how dominant he is. So, hey, everybody, honestly, both of them won in that scenario. Like, if you ask me.
No, I definitely agree. I like the fact that they actually gave us blood, you know, not to sound like a bloodthirsty, you know, wrestling fan, but like the fact that they colorized the screen to show how, like, you know, this is Jacob. Like, he do this to people, like he hurt people. Shout out to the Hurt Syndicate, new AEW tag team champs, but Jacob Fatu, he hurt people. Now, I don't know if you caught this by Michael Cole, but he said something that had me, you know, scratching my head a little bit when Jacob came out. He said that this man got out of prison and then slept on his mattress. And slept on a mattress.
Is that Is that exactly how you said it? And I quote,
not like exactly, but he basically left off the part that the mattress was on the floor. He just said that he got out of prison and slept on his mattress. Like, of course he slept on the mattress. What the hell?
Yeah, I mean, he's sleeping.
I mean, but shout out to Michael Cole.
I mean,
man.
It's Michael Cole, man. Look, Michael Cole.
Yeah, shout out to Michael Cole, man. He could box
a whole broadcast if he wanted to, and people would still be behind him. Like at this point, like,
man, I'm just saying. Definitely. Our champions retain. Mommy retain her world championship. Gunther retain his world championship. So both members of the Anoa'i, Fatu, and all those names of that bloodline lost on the night. Who suffered the biggest loss? Nia Jax or Jey Uso?
Jey Uso. Oh man, dude. Oh man, but this is the thing though, dog. I seen now this is probably one thing I can agree with the IWC because of how they said it and they explained it made sense. This like this month's Saturday night's main event was pretty much and it's gonna suck. Like it look, it may seem like a hot take, but they said it was nothing more than a glorified house show.
I mean, they're not wrong.
I mean, you honestly, because look, if you think about it, no title changes. And people were saying that the matches felt quote unquote filler. So, yeah. I mean, that's what house shows are kind of essentially are pretty much. And I ain't lying. I don't think I'm lying about that.
No, you definitely not. To me, as far as the biggest loss, her aura isn't gone, but I feel like Nia Jax, like, she's been losing a lot recently. Or maybe it's just me. But, you know, mommy is dominant. I didn't expect her to beat Rhea, but I don't know.
Isn't Nia on Raw now?
They haven't confirmed it, but she's been on Raw a lot. But they haven't, like, flat out said that she is.
They should probably keep her on SmackDown, man.
I would imagine so.
With Rhea Ripley.
I don't know if you saw the little back and forth that they had on Twitter, you know, two women slapping meat, as Big E would say. But, you know, we're going to get off that, though. Man, Rhea Ripley, she kind of hinted at possibly entering the Men's Royal Rumble. Would you be down with that, or, you know?
Wouldn't be surprised, but it's the thing, though. Now that there's a Women's Royal Rumble match, hypothetically speaking, like, if she wins, then what? So we're just going to have two women go to WrestleMania and, like, go against either the women's world champ, and then you got another one facing, you know, the women's champ.
I mean, imagine Rhea Ripley facing Gunther.
She probably get powerbombed out the ring, bro.
I watch it. I ain't gonna lie. He probably chop the hell out of her, too. But, you know, she could take it. She could take it.
No dead.
But she... That ain't no Diddy at all. But Lil Yachty know what I'm talking about. But she going to have some competition soon because Jordynne Grace signed with WWE. You know, this was announced this past weekend that she would, you know, it was already known that she was leaving TNA, but it is official via PW Insider that Jordynne Grace is signing with WWE. So, I'm pretty sure she's going to be showing up at the Royal Rumble. What do you think her ceiling is in WWE?
At the rate she going? At the rate she going? I could see a world championship around her waist. Because, I mean, she literally had the rocket ship on her in TNA. So, and then they had a few trial runs with her on NXT. And she showed out on NXT. So,
You think she going to NXT first, or she going straight to the main roster?
I think main roster, because I think her run in NXT that she had before, I think that was like her NXT run.
Test run.
Yeah, that was her NXT run. So I think they're just gonna put her on the main roster. She's ready. She's main roster ready.
I don't know, she is, but I know, like, you know, sometimes they, you know.
If they do put her on NXT, she's just gonna dominate NXT. So yeah. Hey.
Nah, there's so many dream matches she could have, it'd be crazy. Moving on to Monday Night Raw, the show started off Seth Rollins telling how he's going to win the Royal Rumble. He was then interrupted by the world champion, Gunther, who was then interrupted by Logan Paul. Who do you think is the biggest threat to Gunther's World Heavyweight Championships? Is it Seth Rollins or is it Logan Paul?
Now, see... My answer changed a couple of hours before this podcast, right? Because I actually seen something on Instagram about it. So I'm going to say Seth Rollins. But at first, I was going to say Logan Paul, but that was until I seen that he's fighting his brother Jake Paul in an actual boxing match. So there's that. But yeah, I got Seth Rollins. He's becoming a more of a threat. But honestly, he's not even his biggest threat.
We're gonna get to that later.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's not his biggest threat, but if I had to pick the two, then yeah, Seth Rollins. But he ain't even his biggest threat.
After this, we had a tag team championship match between the War Raiders and the Judgment Day, Dominic Mysterio and JD McDonagh, in which JD messed up his ribs, hit his head on the announce table, had a pierced lung, I believe, and still managed to finish the match, man. So, you know, big ups to him, prayers to him, hoping for a speedy recovery. But now that JD is off the shelf, where do you think the Judgment Day is headed, you know?
I think of it, like, who's left? It's just Dom and Carlito, huh?
And then Finn when he come back.
Yeah, and but then, I'm saying as of right now.
Oh, yeah, as of right now, yeah. I mean, there's a way that WWE could spin it, though, because think about it. Finn is out the way. His protege, JD, is out the way. So now Dom could be like, you know, I run things now if he really wanted to.
Yeah, they could find a way to spin it. Or he could just abandon it all together or something. I don't know.
Nah, that's something that VKM would have did, just act like it never existed. You know, yeah. I can depend on Triple H to at least make it make sense.
Right.
Zelina Vega was moved to SmackDown. And then Xavier Woods lost to Rey Mysterio after being distracted by his family not loving him anymore. He invited his family to sit ringside to watch his match. They were accompanied by Lil Yachty. And they all wore shirts that said "New Day sucks." So, how would you feel if you was wrestling the match? You invited your family and friends out, and they rooting for the other guys.
Oh yeah, I probably have to. You said it was what's his favorite that did that? Lil Yachty.
Yeah.
I need my round from Lil Yachty, bro. I need my round. I'm going to say I need my round, bro.
Shoot. Nah, I couldn't go. Like, if I paid all that money, gave y'all the most expensive seats ringside, and y'all tell me I suck, y'all love Big E more than me?
Nah. Yeah.
I can't go.
Instant
see,
crash
now I'm starting to see, like, now the New Day in my eyes becoming validated, bro. This is what they was talking about. Everybody only cared about Big E, you know?
Yeah. Well, no, I can't say that, because the fans did care about Kofi Mania.
Man, the only one
that nobody really, quote unquote, that actually has a case with that no one really, quote unquote, cared about is Xavier Woods.
Xavier Woods.
Because look at his singles run. You ain't don't got that. One.
You ain't gotta say that though. But
I'm just saying.
I mean, it's facts though. It's facts. It's facts. I mean, hey, it's Xavier Woods, man. I know it's coming. I know an IC title is in your future. I don't know how you're gonna get there, but it is in your future.
He said, I don't know how we're gonna get there, but we're gonna get there.
Speaking of IC title, we got two potential rivalries for the each IC title shaping up. You got Lyra Valkyria and Ivy Nile possibly, and then we saw Penta run into Bron Breakker backstage. Which rivalry would you be more into?
Bron and Penta, of course. Shoot, Bron and Penta. I mean, hey, that boy Penta, dog. Look, ever since he got signed, man. Ever since they've been letting them showcase his skills, bro. Dog been snapping. Going. This thing, bro. Even the casual fans are gonna know who Penta is. You know what I'm saying? Like, definitely. Even the ones that never seen him in TNA, you never seen him in Lucha Underground, none of that. In AEW, you're going to know who this man is. You know what I'm saying? So, they're going to make sure.
He also declared for the Rumble. So,
and I see him having a really good run in that Royal Rumble match.
For sure.
I can see it. I can see it for sure.
Liv Morgan pinned Naomi in the middle of the ring. So, between SmackDown and Raw, she has now pinned both halves, other women's tag team champions, and Bianca and Naomi. Do you think there's a world where Liv and Raquel are your next women's tag team champions?
Yeah, but I think it's gonna be like a controversial finish. At least between Naomi and Bianca, for sure.
I can see them planting the seeds for that.
They are not going to beat them clean for the tag team championships. It will not be a clean win.
Man, speaking of not being a clean win, WWE was hyping up a potential sit-down interview between CM Punk and Jackie Redmond for the kickoff show for Royal Rumble this weekend. And they were teasing that CM Punk is going to reveal that favor that he asked of Paul Heyman. Paul Heyman came down to the ring, you know, showed that Roman Reigns is going to be on the cover of 2K and telling us how great Roman Reigns is on this planet. He's the best. Even on Mars, he is the best, better than Elon Musk, according to Paul Heyman. He was then interrupted by, in his words, not mine, the daddy of the bloodline, Drew McIntyre, who wanted Paul Heyman to thank him for all the success that they have had and to warn his guy that he was coming for him, not Roman Reigns, but CM Punk. With all that being said, what are your thoughts on this whole CM Punk, Paul Heyman, all that stuff, you know, going on?
Well, hey, Drew McIntyre letting it be known that he's not, you know what I'm saying, don't sleep on me, you know what I'm saying? And that's what I was going to allude to about that's not even Gunther's, Seth Rollins is not even Gunther's biggest threat. Y'all sleeping on Drew McIntyre with that because, I mean, if I'm being real, he still hasn't really gotten a legit fair shot back at his world title.
True. I mean, that's a fact, though.
Need that.
Speaking of Drew McIntyre, him and Sami Zayn are the two biggest losers in WWE right now, being that they was losing consecutive matches after consecutive match. But Drew McIntyre got the victory in this one. And after the match, he beat down Sami Zayn. Cody Rhodes came to his rescue. Kevin Owens came out to attack Cody Rhodes. Drew McIntyre attacked Cody from behind. And then Sami Zayn gave Cody Rhodes the Huluva kick, and that kind of, you know, Kevin Owens gave him the good job, buddy. See you at the Rumble. The Sami Zayn got the worst aim in WWE history.
First Seth Rollins, now Cody Rhodes. Gee whiz, man, you on a hot streak with that. But despite what everybody's saying about they think Sami Zayn gonna be the one to turn heel and help, you know, Kevin Owens beat Cody Rhodes at the Royal Rumble, I don't see it. Because for one, that scenario already happened before with Sami Zayn helping out Kevin Owens. We date back to the time where he fought Shane McMahon and helped him beat Shane McMahon. And literally like a copy-paste scenario. So I don't see that. I honestly can see the opposite happening. I see maybe Sami Zayn maybe accidentally helping Cody Rhodes get the belt. Who knows? But I think Sami Zayn does get involved in that match though in some capacity.
I see something different happening. I
To
do
plant
think
them
he's
seeds for
gonna
that.
be there, but I think Cody gonna have some backup in the form of a legend, once a legend killer at the Royal Rumble. After
Yeah, the one that's
this.
been looking at his title like it needs a room with him or something. Like even looking at that title like that's Tim Orton.
Everybody is stabbing Cody Rhodes in the back for that title, but one man that has vowed to stab him in the front for that title is CM Punk, who I'm not gonna lie, in my humble opinion, they gave us the most boring promo ever. They even panned to a kid in the crowd. He was over it. But at the end of the day, they said what needed to be said. CM Punk made his intentions clear. He is going to win the Royal Rumble and he's coming for Cody Rhodes. What was your thoughts on this promo in this segment?
It's crazy to think because a year ago, the go home show at the Royal Rumble, like before the Royal Rumble, it was out here in New Orleans. And they had the same scenario happen where they cut a promo in the ring. It was Cody Rhodes and CM Punk. They were both cutting a promo in the ring. So it's literally the same show. So hey, maybe we might get a different scenario this time. Maybe CM Punk.
Well, Cody ain't in the match, so he ain't CM Punk ain't gotta worry about that.
Oh yeah, that's what I'm saying. He ain't gotta worry about Cody Rhodes.
Yeah. But we're gonna test your knowledge here in two different ways. Which one you want first? The parlay or you want the Royal Rumble trivia first?
I'll take the trivia, man.
All right. Say less.
What are we doing? We having a trivia day? I ain't even study, bro. But what we
Nah,
gonna see?
we're gonna see how big of a wrestling fan you is, man. Say
All
less. All right, question number one.
right.
Who has won the most Royal Rumbles?
Wouldn't that be? Damn, I'm not gonna get no A, B, C, or D, but I think that's Stone Cold.
Well, you was right. Do you know how many he won? This is just a free question, you ain't
Three.
no three. Okay. You one for one. Which number has the most Royal Rumble winners?
Number 27.
No, it's number 30 with five winners.
Damn, why? I should have went with the obvious answer.
So you one of two now. Can you name the four superstars who won back-to-back Royal Rumbles? So there's four of them.
See, Shawn Michaels,
That's one.
Stone Cold,
That's two.
Cody Rhodes.
That's three. Let me know if you need a hint.
I need a hint for that last one.
All right, the last one, we seen him on WWE TV recently. More specifically, we seen him recently on Raw on Netflix.
That's not really a good hint, but all right, so I got Shawn Michaels, Stone Cold, and Cody Rhodes.
He was
It's
called
all.
out. He was called out recently on Raw on Netflix.
Oh, goodness, my goodness, my goodness, my goodness. I know it too. I just don't. Oh, my goodness, bro. What the hell? How do I not know this?
If you had to guess. Ten,
All
nine, eight.
right, I'm gonna just
Seven, six,
you know.
five, four, Three, two.
Roman Reigns?
Hulk Hogan.
Damn.
Hulk Hogan.
See, that's how he, that's how crazy this man look, dog.
So he is one of three. All right. How many Royal Rumble eliminations does Kane have in total? If you want multiple choice, I give you
all.
Yeah, of all time, of all time.
I need multiple choice. I've been right. The biggest wrestling fan gonna know that by heart.
A, 11. B, 59. C, 33. Or D, 46.
Could you take one answer off?
We'll take off the obvious. It's not A, 11. So that leaves you with B, 59, C, 33, or D, 46.
What was B?
33. Oh, B, 59. C was 33, D was 46.
I'm gonna have to go with B. I know that sounds off. I'm going with B.
It is, in fact, D, 46. He has had 45 eliminations as Kane, one elimination as Dr. Isaac Yankum. So it was, you are one for four now. Which woman has the most overall Royal Rumble eliminations?
I need multiple choice.
Bruh. Is it A, Asuka, B, Charlotte, C, Becky, or D, Rhea Ripley?
Take off two.
Man, no, we ain't get 50, doing that, man. You bro, got, 50, man, 50. You got four options. You got four good options. Asuka.
Asuka.
It's D, Rhea Ripley, with 20. He is one for five. Man, this man taking L's and everything. All right. What is the men's single elimination record, single match elimination record in the history of the Royal Rumble? So this includes the greatest Royal Rumble. So, what is the number and who holds it? I give you a clue. It's more than one person that's tied for the same number.
Wait, what's the question again?
Who holds the record for the single most eliminations in one Royal Rumble? This includes the greatest Royal Rumble. So, that's hint number one. And two is two people. So, It's two people.
Brock Lesnar?
That's one.
And Kane?
No. I told you the greatest Royal Rumble was your first hint. It was Braun Strowman and Brock Lesnar. So you got one
half the question right.
You got one and a half you got 1.5 points and it was with, they tied for 13 eliminations. All right. So on the women's side, it is a three-person tie. So three women with the same number of eliminations in a single Royal Rumble match. This, I'm not giving you no hint because it's three women.
All right. One of them's Rhea Ripley, huh?
Nope.
Damn. All right. So I'm already off on that question. Might as well just tell me what it is now.
It is Nia Jax, Bianca Belair, and Shayna Baszler with eight.
It's crazy. I had Shayna Baszler on my list too.
Well, you didn't say it. You said Rhea Ripley. Who has the longest time in a Royal Rumble match? So who is the ultimate Iron Man in the Royal Rumble? Who has the longest time?
The longest time in all, like, we count all Royal Rumbles that they've been in, or just the longest time in one Royal Rumble match?
The longest time in one Royal Rumble match for the men, not including the greatest Royal Rumble. So not including all the greatest Royal Rumble. And I'll give you a hint. It was very recent. Actually, I'll give you another hint. It was last year. No, 2 years ago. 2 years ago in 2023. So that's your hint. I'll give you a third hint. He was in the final two.
In the 2023?
Mm-hmm. He was in the final two.
Let's see. It's Cody.
Now, I done gave you all the hints. You should be able to answer that.
Fuck it. I'm probably gonna get this shit wrong. Drew McIntyre.
Gunther. wait, an hour and 11 minutes and 40 seconds.
I'm over this test, bro. I'm over this test.
Nah, man, we got three more questions, man. Oh, three shit. More questions. What about the women's side? Who spent the longest time in the Royal Rumble for the women's side? And I give you a hint. This was last year in 2024.
Liv Morgan.
Bayley. An hour and 3 minutes and 3 seconds.
You got this shit rigged, bro.
How? You can go look at all of this. You can go look at
that. I know I can. It's just that's all right. Crazy.
Which two females are tied for the shortest time in the women's Royal Rumble by five? Like, they only been in there 5 seconds. So this is the shortest in the women's Royal Rumble. Two females are tied. Two women are tied. One in 2023, the other in 2024. I'll give you a hint. One of them is currently on SmackDown. The other one hasn't been on WWE TV for a while.
All right, so one of them gotta be Carmella.
Nope. I said 23 and 2024. She hasn't been in either one of those, I don't think.
Damn. Let's see. Shit, one of them is currently on SmackDown.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one is not active. Trying to think. What the hell could that be, man? I ain't got it.
Chelsea Green and Valhalla, aka Sarah Logan. All right. Last question.
You could have gave me a better hint than that, bro.
I said one of them was on SmackDown.
Nah, bro. You could have said, oh, one of them is a champion right now or something. And I could have nailed it down four.
Bro, you want me to give you the answer?
You could have said one of them is like a champion.
All right. You could have said
one of them is a champion.
Give me. All right, in the future,
you didn't even have to say like what brand it was on. You could have said that they're currently a champion. It's like four, five champions, women's champions right now,
bruh. Chelsea Green is always on SmackDown. Her, Tiffany Stratton, Bayley, Candice LeRae, and Nia Jax. Literally, that's five females that you had to choose from, bruh. Like, it's the same thing, but anyway. Last question. What woman and what man has the most Royal Rumble appearances?
Most Royal Rumble appearances on the women's side.
I give you a hint. You said their name earlier.
Gotta be Liv Morgan for that one.
Yep. It's Liv Morgan and Natalya. So tied for seven. And the men, you said his name earlier.
Drew McIntyre?
Kane with 20. Drew McIntyre was gone from the company for years. See, it's not Rick. It's not me. You just take L's. All right, man. Maybe you can do better with this Royal Rumble.
This whole thing was statement of failure today. Hey, even his goal is statement of failure today, y'all. That's crazy. But all right, man.
Let's get into the parlays, man. Maybe you can hit big on this weekend, man. Who will have the most eliminations in the men's Royal Rumble match?
Drew McIntyre.
I'm going with Jacob Fatu if he's in it. In the women's Royal Rumble.
Nia Jax.
I'm going with Jordynne Grace if she's in it. All right. Who will spend the longest time in the men's Royal Rumble?
CM Punk.
I'm going to go with Jey Uso. In the women's Royal Rumble.
Liv Morgan.
I'm going to go with Io Shirai. Io Sky. Will Jade return and fight her attacker? Will Jade Cargill return and fight her attacker?
No.
I agree. Will Bayley be eliminated by Roxanne Perez?
No.
I'm going to go with yes. Will there be more than 30 entrants in the men's Royal Rumble?
No.
I'm going to go with no, even though I don't know. Will Sami Zayn help Kevin Owens?
No.
Will Randy Orton return?
Yeah.
Who will be the surprise celebrity entrant or returning entrant? Returning, debuting, or celebrity, who will be a surprise entrant that you might see?
I show speed.
I'm going to go with Becky Lynch. Who will be the final four of the men's Royal Rumble?
Let's see. Punk.
Who? Oh, Punk? Okay.
CM Punk, Roman Reigns, John Cena, and Jey Uso.
Yeah, I agree. What about the women's?
Jordynne Grace, Io Sky. Give me Liv Morgan. I'll take Liv Morgan again. I see Liv Morgan being the runner-up again, if not winning it.
She's not winning.
Well, she might be runner-up again. Who else? Charlotte.
Give me Charlotte. Give me Becky. Give me Bianca. Give me Io. Who draws number 30 in the men's Royal Rumble?
Number 30. I can see it being somebody that we don't even expect. Like, honestly, I'm just gonna throw this out there, bro. Chad Gable gonna be number 30.
It's gonna be Roman Reigns. In the women's Royal Rumble match,
number 30. Charlotte.
I'm gonna go with Bianca Belair. All right. Last question. Will CM Punk's favor finally be revealed?
I think so. Yeah.
I'm gonna go with yeah also. All right, man. Before we head on out of here, is there anything you want to say to the people?
All right, y'all. So tomorrow on the Title Match Network, Wildcat Sports Revolution Run will be streaming live on Thursday. So I'm just saying, if you want to see your boy debut, watch that stream. You feel me? And y'all can follow me on all my socials if you want to. That's it.
Hold on, I got you, dog. Let me add that for the people right now. Title Match Network, Wildcat Sports. Y'all go tap in. One last question before we head on out of here. And this ain't got to be long. I've been seeing a lot of people complaining about this on the IWC. Are you all in or all out on the Death Riders angle in AEW?
I'm all out.
Ladies and gentlemen, I agree. I'm your host, the man that beat Alan Zander and Def Jam. Here comes the pain and shut your mouth, Ron the Don. Your other host, the fake host, Alan Zander. You see him get up and lead. That's how you know I beat that boy. That's how you know. And like that, ladies and gentlemen, we out.